Rachel Ray.
Okay. All right.
You know,
okay.
Just be natural.
Be natural. Okay. Now, some people get songs stuck in their head. I get words stuck in my head. There's this one time I had Porter Goss stuck in my head for like 4 months. Porter Goss, former director of the CIA.
Yeah.
So anyway, right now, it's Mary Buffer Kill. And I think, okay, Mary Buffer Kill, Rachel Ray, Angelina Jolie, Hillary Clinton.
So Mary Buff or Kill, what is the buff part?
Mary Fucker Kill.
Okay, so you're just being nice.
I think that's the way Australians do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're Australian now?
Of course I'm Australian. What kind of stupid question is that? All right, so Mary, Buff or Kill, Rachel Rye,
yeah.
Angelina Jolie or Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
What would you do?
Samantha, are you asking me?
Yes, you have to answer the question.
Okay, Rachel Rye, that's kind of a cute Asian right there. What do you think? Sorry, I got really
focused.
Got really distracted. Are you going to whip it there?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Rachel Ray, I think I might marry her because she could cook for me and that would be nice, okay. Right? But I wouldn't want to make, well, would she make me fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I would kill her.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, who are the other two?
Hillary Clinton and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, well, buff Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
And Mary. Yeah, because I can have a woman on the side. It'll be just like Bill and Hillary.
Exactly.
Okay, there we go. We're doing some whippets here on Peace Street. So, that's a good idea. So what else were we talking about? We're just sitting out here. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. The immigration rally is going on today, so we're very political. And we support immigration
healthcare
rights.
Healthcare is going to pass today.
Healthcare is on the verge
of passing.
And we
have no Hill staffers at the table, which I'm very happy about.
Exactly. No one is talking shop today.
Hill staffers talking about their jobs, for me, falls into the same category as nails in a chalkboard.
Okay. I'm thinking about getting a Hill job, but I promise you that I will never talk about my Hill job.
All right.
Okay?
Good.
And what about you?
I'm waiting to see attractive people.
I know, we're here on P Street, and we're very dissatisfied with the level of attractiveness.
Really? What is going on, DC?
Like, there needs... Like, and we were actually saying we want to borrow a dog for the afternoon to walk the dog and talk to cute people, but we wouldn't walk on this street.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
But we don't know where to go, because...
Well, what about plaid shorts? No?
Plaid shorts? It looks like an Oompa Loompa.
It's so, like, stereotypical.
Yeah.
Like... No. God. Oh, God. Do you see it from behind? Because...
Oh.
Looks like he's smuggling basketballs.
Wait, you don't like a nice badunkadunk?
No, I do, but I mean, I really don't need to see all of that, like...
My favorite is the 60-year-old daddy right there in the
I like the chain and the tight white shirt.
Oh my god.
It's a look. And he has an earring.
Maybe he's British.
I think he's definitely British.
were we just glared at him, or were they eye fucking us?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think he's British. I think he was eye fucking us.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Do we have anything else worth saying?
No.
No.
I promise you
Is that a girl or a boy over there? The redhead.
That's a boy.
Yeah, are you sure?
No. No.
Are we sure? We want to take bets on this one?
It's a boy. There's a longboard. Let's go rob that guy.
Oh, he's a pocket.
Oh my god. Look at—he's a pocket gay with a longboard.
He's a pocket gay that bartends a mover.
That we were talking about this.
We were saying longboards,
pocket gays, and alcohol.
He just walked by. Actually, just longboarded by. That is kind of funny. Our conversation.
Where did he even buy that? Because I want to buy that today.
Yeah.
I just got my tax return,
so it's burning a hole in your pocket.
It's burning a hole. Now I'm trying to live in the budget, which I still am. But every time I look at the balance on my bank account, I get like. Like, my eyes glaze over, and I'm like, wow, it's not reality. Because I know that's going away soon. I'm going to Aspen next week to ski. So,
soon.
That's going away. I mean, that's what I like to do. I always take long
Ben Bernanke
weekends.
Was at Whole Foods today. I saw Ben Bernanke. His truck just left, though.
Oh, it just left.
No.
We wanted to throw eggs at his truck, but...
yeah.
But we didn't have any free-range organic. We would only throw those.
No. And we're out of quail eggs, too.
I was going to throw a dolphin. That dolphin. I hear that dolphin sushi is really good. No. But we really had, I promise you, we had really worthwhile things to say before.
And it's just kind of dragged on, sorry.
But, yeah, now it's dragging on. So I'm just going to sign off, and maybe we'll come back later.
Okay. Peace out.
Bye.
I have Seth here.
So we have a question on the table. What's the latest in the day that you've had a walk of shame? And then we realize that maybe there's even whole days of shame where you like have lunch.
Does it still count as a day of shame if you go to brunch with said hookup? Or does that eliminate any?
I mean,
shame
is the shame that you're in last night's clothes?
The shame
and
that
it, and
in.
It's
okay.
And it's obvious.
Yeah. Okay. That you're in last night's clothes.
Because
like,
we just saw a debatable walk of shame. It's 2:08 p.m.
He's definitely
he was in.
That is not a daytime.
Black sateen pants, a white button up, which was not buttoned.
Shiny black sneaks. Yeah.
And yes.
Now I wonder, like those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones
because
I'm wearing all black.
This
is my outfit from last night.
But to my defense, I only slept over at a friend's house. Yeah. And I did
change. Well, I did too. I slept over at the W. It was a staycation because I have a friend coming in from out of town and they stay in there. And so, you know, it's a staycation. It's almost as if I've gone to the airport and I have the sunglasses on.
So, another question. Does it count? Does it still count as a day of shame if you go shopping to buy new clothes? Because I've done that before.
No, that...
Solely for
well,
the purpose
no,
of... Solely
is,
for the purpose of getting
total,
out of
that
your
That totally
shame.
Counts. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you're
but...
just trying to not let on to the fact that you haven't been in your own bed in more than 24 hours.
Yeah, but isn't that like... Isn't that like taking lemons and making a cocktail, as I like to say?
I think that's what
that's
that does.
That's being a clever hoe.
Yeah, that... Yeah, I mean... It's yeah, I would say that. More whippets.
I was desperate to do brunch this morning. There's this restaurant across the street called Commissary. It was tragic. The wait was probably about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I said, "You're all a bunch of suckers. I'm going to go to Whole Foods." And then we bought some strawberries, some blueberries.
And we're sitting outside.
A shrimp cocktail.
Are you still
and
strawberries?
I have a lot of strawberries and blueberries left. And some whipped cream and a plum.
Now, did you wash the strawberries, or are these pre-washed?
You know, sometimes you just gotta...
No, sometimes it's good. You need to give yourself...
It's kind of like not washing your
yeah.
hands five times a day.
It's like your immune system
right.
needs that.
Right.
A little.
Anyway. We did have a meaningful conversation between this one
it.
And the last
we,
one.
We were talking about the HRC and versus kind of reform groups or advocacy groups that are... Yeah, they actually do something. So, like, we were talking about how, you know, they're kind of, like, very in the mainstream, and, you know, they play it too safe, and, you know, they don't want to ruffle feathers, and...
They put gay in their name.
Yeah, human rights campaign.
If you're from, like, middle America, and you don't, like, know any gay people, or quote-unquote, or whatever, you would see that and not have any idea what
the hell. Oh, great, they're just like
is.
Amnesty International.
Yeah, no, it would be like, oh, human rights, I support that.
they're trying to trick people.
That might be part of it.
I mean, but it is true, because it's almost like the past way of doing things was to be very, like, okay, let's be nice, let's trick people.
I think they need to change their name, and I think they need to...
Or at least maybe like, you know, like Denise Richards : it's complicated. They could have like HRC : it's for gay people and straight people, but mostly gay people. I don't know. So
HRCQ.
So the other thing we were talking about is we want to see a rumble on the street.
Because we've had a lack of attractive people watching. So I want a rumble.
This is very
like
sad.
Like the sharks and the jets.
So now we just want to see blood.
It's going to make me cry.
And here, again, I think we might be on the wrong street for that.
I think we need to head to U Street.
I think we need to head to U Street.
Move up a few blocks.
The rowdy brunch crowd that has had a little too much to drink.
The attractive people are sitting outside of St. X.
This is true. This is true.
Should we go for a walk?
Sure. I kind of want to... Can we bring a bottle of champagne? I don't know if I'm ready to drink yet, though.
How are we going to walk down 14th Street?
I've got a grocery bag. We'll get some coffee cups.
Oh my god, get some coffee cups?
Oh my god.
Because I could use some coffee, actually.
Okay, well, empty your coffee cup, then we'll put champagne in it.
Yeah. Is that a good idea?
Flawless idea.
What could go wrong?